Let us pray.
Reka dusenge.
Father, we thank you for tonight.
Data turagukiye guye mugoroba.
Thank you for your power that is at work.
Urakoze kumbaraga zawe zirimo zirakora hano.
Thank you for Musanze, Lord.
Urakoze kugwa Musanze mwami.
Thank you for Rwanda.
Urakoze kugura Rwanda.
We are grateful, Jesus.
Turagushimye data.
We bind demonic powers.
Turambiriza imbaraga z'umwijima.
We bind evil spirits.
Imyuka mibi yose.
And we bind the works of wickedness.
Turafunga imbaraga zose z'umwijima.
In Jesus' name.
Mu izina rya Yesu.
We release the angels of God.
Turarekuza amarayika b'Uwiteka.
And the mighty Holy Spirit.
N'imbaraga z'umwuka wera.
Into our midst right now. Father, we are grateful.
Data turagushimye.
For wonderful things you have done. In Rwanda.
Hano mu Rwanda.
Musanze. In Jesus' name.
N'izina rya Yesu.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Turakwakire mwuka wera.
We welcome you, O God.
Turakwakire data.
Save many souls tonight.
Kiza imitima myinshi umugoroba.
Heal many people tonight.
Kiza indwara nyinshi abantu benshi umugoroba.
By your mighty power.
Mu mbaraga zawe zidasanzwe.
In Jesus' name we pray.
N'izina rya Yesu dusenze.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Mushobora kwicara.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First of all, I want to say thank you to the chairman and all the wonderful pastors of
Musanze
for welcoming us to your beautiful city.
We are
so excited to be here. We have heard a lot about Rwanda, and we are happy to be here at last. We also thank the mayor for coming to grace this occasion. We thank you very much. God bless you and make your city more beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
The only problem we have here is that we have not seen any gorillas yet. This is the only problem we have. But apart from that, we are very happy. We hope we can see the gorillas. We have heard a lot about your wonderful gorillas. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing to be here. We also thank our President Kagame for giving us a stable, peaceful country for all these years. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want you to listen very carefully. I am going to preach for a short time and then I will pray for the sick and for all of us. One day someone had a vision. And Jesus appeared to him in the hospital.
Yesu amusanga mu bitaro.
And spoke to him for about 3 hours.
Amuganiriza mu gihe cy'amasaha atatu.
One of the things Jesus said
icyo Yesu yamubwiye rero
to him was that when somebody is sick, always pray for the person.
Yaramubwiye ngo igihe cyose uzabona umuntu urwaye ujye umusengera urwaye.
Because it affects the outcome of the sickness.
Kuko bigira ingaruka ku muntu ku ndwara umuntu arwaye.
So prayer is very important for our lives.
Nukuri amasengesho arakenewe ku buzima bwacu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tonight I want to preach to you a very simple message which says, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom.
Ndashaka kwigisha utumwa bworoshye uvuga ngo uvuga wese ngo Yesu cyangwa umwami n'umwami si uzinjira mu bwami bw'Imana.
Not everyone that says Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom.
Uvuga wese ngo mwami mwami ntago ari we uzinjira mu bwami bw'Imana.
How do you say Lord?
Mwami.
Mami.
Mwami.
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 Yeah.
Mwami mwami. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
Matayo chacha munani.
These are the words of the Son of God. God sent Jesus from heaven to this world to come and speak to us so that we would know what is happening in heaven. And we will know what is happening in hell. And we will know the truth. So Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say, not a few, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name we have cast out devils. And in thy name we have done wonderful works. Then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Tonight, I am speaking to a religious country. Rwanda is a religious country. Why do I say that? Because many countries are not religious. Yes. If you go to Europe, you will not have a mayor to come to a crusade. Yes. Or if you go to London to have a crusade, the mayor will never come.
Nujya muri Londres mu Bwongereza ntabwo uzabona mayor wawo yaje mu giterane.
Hey. Maybe you don't know.
Yende byo ntago warubiye.
I want you to know that you are a religious country.
Ndashaka kugere ko muri igihugu cya Gikristo.
Ghana is also a religious country.
Natwe muri Ghana turi igihugu cya Gikristo.
Yes. Many people in Ghana are religious.
Abantu benshi muri Ghana bajya rwose mu nsengero.
And many countries are religious people.
Ibihugu byinshi bimaze kugiramo ubutumwa bwiza cyangwa ubukristo.
Yes.
Nibyo.
But there are countries that are not religious.
Ariko rwose haracyari ibihugu bitari ibihugu bya Gikristo.
In England,
Ubwongereza,
you are not allowed to say, when you are counseling somebody with problems, you are not allowed to mention the Bible.
Mu Bwongereza igihe cyose ugira inama umuntu birabujije gukoresha imirongo yo muri Bibiliya. Ntibyemewe.
Yes.
Ibyo.
In the hospital, if you're a doctor and somebody is sick, you are not allowed to pray for
them. Niba uri umuganga umuntu akaba arwaye imbere akaba aje arwaye ntabwo wemerewe kumubwira ibyo muri Bibiliya.
Because they are no more religious.
Kuko idini ryarapfuye.
But here in Rwanda,
ariko hano mu Rwanda,
we are religious.
Turi igihugu cya Gikristo.
And in Ghana,
muri Ghana,
Nigeria,
Kenya, muri Kenya,
Uganda, we are religious.
Turi igihugu cya Gikristo.
Now,
noneho rero,
does it mean that it is a good thing?
Ese murumva ari ikintu cyiza?
Not necessarily.
Ese murumva rwose ari gikenewe?
It is sometimes harder to preach to religious people than people who are not religious. Is he saying the right thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes more difficult To preach to religious people. Yes. Than people who are not religious. Yes. It's amazing. Because after some time, the religion becomes a fake religion. And the religious people are more wicked than people who are not religious.
Hey!
When Jesus came to Jerusalem, he had a lot of problems with religious people. The religious people were called Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. The Pharisees are far to see. And the Sadducees are sad to see. Hey. Do you know who those days pastors were called Pharisees? And Sadducees. Now, do you know who crucified Jesus Christ? Armed robbers killed Jesus Christ. Oya or Yebo?
Oya.
I know those who killed Jesus, they were all drunkards. Oya or Yebo?
Oya.
Yego? Yego.
Oya.
I know those. Do you know something? In English language, we have three words. Homicide. Homicide is when you kill somebody. Suicide is when you kill yourself.
No, harukoze suicide. We
And deicide is when you kill God.
No, harinabicha man. Harabicha bandi, harabicha, harinabicha iman.
Say a deity and you kill God is called deicide.
I won't go with what they said. No, I need you, Chiman.
Homicide, suicide, deicide.
Avicha, Navi Chiman.
Hey!
Hey!
The Pharisees and the pastors, they didn't commit homicide or suicide.
No, pastor, I go with you, Chimunu, and you go with you.
They committed deicide. They killed God. And they killed the Son of God.
Hey!
Was it thieves with guns who killed the Son of God? Oya or Yego?
Oya.
It was religious. You see, one day, one of them said, I fast 3 times a week. I pay tithes. I don't commit adultery. I don't drink alcohol. And he was praying. Yes. But when it came to Jesus, and they put Jesus here, come the two of you. They put Jesus. No, stand up.
Aguruka.
Jesus.
Yesu.
And Barabbas.
Nava.
Barabbas was a thief.
Barinava yari mujura.
Barabbas was a killer. Barabbas was a drunkard. Barabbas was smoking weed. And they said, whom do you like in Jerusalem? This was in the church. All church people. Do you want the thief? Or do you want the pastor who has been preaching, healing our children, praying for us, teaching us about God? And the people said, we want the thief. We like the robber. We want the bad man.
Hey.
Religious people. They didn't commit homicide. Suicide. They committed deicide. Serious. Religious people. Sit down. So Jesus,
yes,
he gave a very serious warning. He said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into my kingdom. How do I know they were religious people? Because they said, we prophesy. It's only religious people who prophesy. Number two, they said, we cast out devils. And number three, they said, we have done wonderful works. We have built orphanages. We have built churches. We have built schools. We have built hospitals. Wonderful works in your name.
Wow.
These are religious people. And Jesus said, no, no.
Yes, oya, oya.
You may be religious, but it doesn't mean you will go to heaven. Oh, yes. We prophesied. We are religious, we prophesy. We cast out devils. We talk to spirits. We have done wonderful works. Look at our schools. Look at our hospitals. Look at our orphanages. Look at our churches. We have done wonderful works. Jesus said, no.
Yes, everyone. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You are not coming.
Oh, yeah.
You are not coming here. Because you are wicked people. Listen, my friend. If I say something that is not in the Bible, don't believe me. But if Jesus said it, I will advise you to believe him.
Yes.
I am nobody. Now,
no, neho.
Jesus said,
yes,
people who are religious, many of them will not, he said many, not few, many. Why? One day, Jesus said,
yes,
take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father. Jesus said,
yes,
in Matthew 23 and verse 5, he said, all their works they do to be seen by men. Even though it's a good work, it is just a show to be seen by men. We want men to praise us. But it is not a genuine work from God. So religion can be very dangerous. Because God doesn't look at your works. The Bible says God looks at your heart. Yeah. God looks at your heart. People may clap for you.
But
God is not clapping. He's looking directly at your heart. Yes. So Jesus had a lot of confrontation with religious people. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse
7,
a very famous prophet called Samuel made that mistake. When he was to choose a king, the Lord said to Samuel, don't look at his countenance or the height of his stature. Because I have refused him. I have refused him. I don't like him. Why? Oh God, why don't you like him? For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. God is looking at your heart. Oh yes. Look. Mia. All demons are surprised to see me preaching. Yes. Because they were not expecting me. You know, when I was born, I was baptized as a baby. Although I couldn't speak, I was baptized.
Hey.
Then I was confirmed in the church. But I, my name is
Doug.
I was not a Christian. Baptized, confirmed, on my way to hell. Yes. A lot of baptized people are going to hell. Yes. I was baptized in the church. But I was not a Christian. Oh, yes. There are priests and pastors who are not Christians. Look, one day I went to a church and I preached. And I said to the church, all of you who are not Christians, come forward. The whole church, even the pastor came forward that he wants to be a Christian. The pastor came forward that he wants to be a Christian. Yes. I used to go to church and then they would be singing hymns. Oh God, I have in angel valor for you to call. Oh no, 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 no. I was not a Christian.
I call him a Christo.
I don't want to swear. I'm preaching. I don't want to swear.
I
was not a Christian.
Hey!
Religious! But not born again. A lot of Rwandans are very religious. But they don't know Jesus. Listen carefully because you may be surprised that you will go straight to hell when you die. Even though you are baptized in a church. Yes. And confirm. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Ask your neighbor. Are you really a Christian or you are just wearing some outward ropes? Now, listen to what Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to the people, I never knew you. I never knew you. You were in the church. But I, God, have never known you before. You know, I never understood this verse. Till one day, two young men came to see me in my office. When they came, they introduced themselves. One of them said, my name is Lord. Lord. My name is Lord. And the other was called what? Sydney. And I said, yeah, Lord, his name is Lord.
Yeah.
So I said, who are you? I said, who are you? They said, we are pastors. I said, pastors of which church? They said, we are pastors of your church. My church is called Lighthouse. They said, we are pastors of your church, Lighthouse. I said, my church?
He
said, yes.
But
I don't know you. I don't know you. This is the first time I've seen you. But they were insisting. We are pastors. That is the day I saw something. You can be in a church, but the main person, the founder of the church and the leader, he doesn't even know you. Yeah. They were in the church. They said, I appointed them. I don't remember. I don't know them. So you can be in the church, but Jesus does not know you. And you don't know him. Many people are like that. You can belong to Catholic Church, Anglican Church, Methodist Church, SDA Church, Lighthouse Church, Assemblies of God Church. It does not mean that God knows you.
If you don't,
yes. Now, I was very religious. But I, even though I was religious, I wanted to go to heaven. Hey, how many want to go to heaven? So one day I went to see the priest. I remember. I said, Father, please tell me how to go to heaven. I'll never forget what he told me. He said, if you want to go to heaven, say, Our Father which art in heaven, every day once, and then Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, blessed are thou among women, three.
Now, neho rero, nibushaka kujya mwijuru. Duvuga dawuri mwijuru buri munsi na ndakuramutsa Maria eshatu gatatu buri munsi.
Every day, one Our Father, three Hail Marys.
No, buri munsi duvuga dawuri mwijuru imwe. Hanyuma uvuge na ndakuramutsa Maria eshatu buri munsi.
Like medicine, you take one of these and three of these.
Ningimiti wabaguhaye umuyu nguyu ufate mu gitondo ufate mu gitondo nyuma ya saa sita. Yari ngimiti neze. Nkimwe muganga guha.
So from that day, I started 1 hour Father. Every day, 1 hour Father. And 3 Hail Marys.
Hanyuma nkavuga ndakuramutsa Maria eshatu za buri
munsi. Because I wanted to go to heaven.
Kuko nashaka kuzajya mu ijuru.
Eh. But that is not what the Bible says.
Ariko ntabwo ariko yurivuga.
So one day,
mutsumwe,
do you have a sea in Rwanda? Sea.
Hano mugira inyanja? No.
Or a lake?
Yeah, of course.
I went to swim in the sea.
Hanyuma nagiye koga mu nyanja mutsumwe.
And that day,
umutsi,
the waves,
umuyaga,
they were going higher.
Eh, umuyaga wari muragenda uzamuka ugera hejuru cyane.
How do you say waves?
Umuhengeri.
Muhengeri.
Umuhengeri.
Umuhengeri.
Yeah.
Umuhengeri.
Umuhengeri.
And I was swimming.
Kana ni modoga.
I thought I knew how to swim.
Kana nzi ko zikoga cyane.
But that was the day I was going to die.
Uwo niwo mutsi nari ngiye gupfa.
The next wave that came.
Hanyuma undi muhengeri uraza.
You see the top of this.
Murabona ara hejuru?
It was like this.
Wageraga nkari.
It was very high.
Waruri wageraga hejuru cyane.
To the top of this.
Hanyuma ukarenga naha.
And I was under.
Kandi nari mutsi yawo.
I was under the water.
Nari mutsi y'amazi. Yo muhengeri.
I was swimming like this.
Nari monoga n'ubuziko migenza.
I was swimming and I knew this was the last. I'm going to die.
Ndavuga ngo uyu niwo mutsi wanjye wanyuma ndapfuye.
And I remembered what the father said.
Nibuka ibyo padiri yambwiye.
One hour, father.
Ndavuga ngo noneho ndavuga ndauri mu ijuru imwe.
Three Hail Marys.
Eh, hanyuma ndakura mu Samaria eshatu.
Immediately I started.
Uwo mwanya ntangira kubikora.
In my head.
Mu mutwe wanjye byari byaragiye.
Our father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Ndaturi mu ijuru izina ryawe ryubahwe.
Because I knew I was dying.
Kuko nari nzi ko ngiye gupfa.
I was about to drink water.
Nari ngiye kumira amazi ngapfa.
Suddenly I came out.
Hanyuma nyuma mvamo.
God saved me.
Imani irankize.
Now listen.
Nyumva.
That day,
uja, uwo mutsi rero,
if I had died,
yonza gupfa,
I would have gone straight into hell.
Nari kuhita manuka direct rwose mu
rupfu. I would have disappeared straight into the fire.
Nari kurangiriza.
Yes, I would have gone to hell.
Nkajya mu gupfa.
Because I didn't know God.
Kuko ntago nari kuzajya ntago nari kujya mu ijuru.
Saying our father.
Kandi rwavuga ngo dawuri mu ijuru.
Singing hymns.
Hariri midirimbo zizo mu gitabo.
Does not mean you go to heaven.
Ariko ibyo ntibyakujyana mu ijuru.
Go and read your Bible.
Keretse gusa usomye Bibiliya.
Yeah.
Ja gusoma Bibiliya.
Jesus said many, not few, many.
Biravuga ngo benshi. Benshi cyane.
They will come in that day.
Bazaza kuri uwo mutsi.
And they will say we are religious.
Bavuga bati twe turi abanyedini.
We prophesy.
Twarahanuraga.
We pray.
Twarasengaga.
We do wonderful works.
Twakoraga imirimo myinshi cyane.
Jesus to say.
Yes, avuga ngo.
But I don't know you.
Ntabwo nigeze mbamenya.
The day you get to know God is the day you are born again.
Umuntu umenye Imana ni umuntu ukirizwaho.
I said the day you get to know God is the day you are born again.
Umuntu umenye Imana ni umuntu ubicyaremwe gishya ukabyagwa gwa kabiri.
Yes.
Nibyo.
Now one day,
umuntu umwe,
I saw somebody.
Nabonye umuntu umwe.
And you know, do you know how I got saved?
Mwega muziko nakijijwe.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Umwuka wera araje avugana nanjye.
And I started to think about Jesus.
Ntangira gutekereza kuri Yesu.
Yes.
Nibyo.
I asked myself a question.
Nibaza ikibazo ubwanjye.
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
Nibaza ngo kuki Yesu yagiye ku musaraba gapfa.
I went to see a man.
Kandi
and I asked him why did Jesus die on the cross?
Kuki Yesu yagiye ku musaraba gapfa?
And he showed me the Bible.
Anyereka muri Bibiliya.
The Bible says.
Bibiliya ivuga ngo
without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. He explained to me that Jesus died for me. I have been saying Hail Mary and Our Father for years. But I didn't know that even Jesus died for me. He told me that I was a sinner. And I needed to give my heart and my life to Jesus. For the first time, I saw that I was a sinner. And I needed God. Oh, I thank God for that man. He explained to me why Jesus died on the cross. He showed me why the blood of Jesus is important. without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. All things are purged by the blood. Then I gave my life to Jesus. And I found Jesus. For the first time, I came to know God as a young boy. I was 16 years old, and I came to know Jesus, and I prayed for the first time. John 9:22 says that we know that God heareth not sinners. God doesn't hear sinners. It was when I gave my life to Jesus, God started to hear my prayers. Until then, I was just saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. That's why you can even program your computer to speak.
If you program your computer,
it will speak for you every day. A lot of religious people don't know Jesus. Then I found Jesus. For the first time, I wanted to know God. So I went to see my mother. And I said,
Mama,
do you have a Bible? For me, for the first time, I wanted to read the Bible. She said to me, when you were a child, you were baptized. And your godmother gave a Bible for you. I said, I want the Bible. She went into the wardrobe at the back of the wardrobe and brought the Bible. That was the first Bible I had. For the first time, I opened the Bible because I knew the one who wrote it. I began to understand it for the first time. You see, Jesus said, he would tell a lot of people that I don't know you. You are in SDA church, but I don't know you. You are in Assemblies of God, but I don't know you. You are in Methodist church, but I don't know you. You are in Catholic church, but I don't know you. You are in Lighthouse, but I don't know you.
Hey.
In that day, many shall say, Lord, some will even come singing hymns.
Oh,
an angel will just slap you. Shut up. Nonsense.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you a story. One day, a man in England. He was a thief. So they arrested him. They went to court. And they said they have to execute him to die. So the day came, they took the man to go and kill him with handcuffs. Then they called the priest. Priest, come and pray for the man. So the priest came.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Do you know what the thief said? The thief told the priest, will you shut up? Will you shut up? The priest was surprised.
No, Padre Tanga.
Why? I'm praying for you. You are about to die. I am praying for you. The thief told him, shut up. He asked the priest, the thing you are saying, do you believe it? Do you believe what you are doing?
I say, if you
he Then the priest, he was kneeling down. The thief. He told the pastor, if I claim to believe what you believe, if the whole of England was covered with broken bottles, I would walk on my knees to tell everybody about Jesus. The thief. He rebuked the priest. He said, do you believe the things you are saying? If the whole of England was covered with broken bottles, I would use my knees to walk and tell people about Jesus Christ. Even the priests, even the thief, can see that we pastors, some of us are fake.
Yes.
Hey. Tonight, I warn you, in this religious country, Jesus said, in that day, many shall come and say, Lord, open the gates. Jesus who says, no, don't open the gate. I don't know him. You will be mentioning your name and your church.
But
Jesus will say, I say, I don't know you. You see me preaching here today. I used to be a religious man, but I didn't know Jesus. So I can tell you that it is true. Yes. But when I found Jesus, you see how I want to tell everybody about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, me, I'm not from a poor family. No. At all. I'm not in need of money. I'm not preaching to get... If I want money, do you think I'll come to Rwanda to come and preach? No.
Oh, yeah.
It is, I am so happy to know Jesus. I want a lot of people to know Jesus. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes!
Nibjo.
I want to, when I got to know Jesus, I said, hey! I would have gone to hell. Jesus has saved me.
Yes,
I have to tell a lot of people about Jesus. That's why I'm preaching about Jesus.
Hey.
You think I'm doing this to get money? Think you have to think if that's what you think, you need to go to hospital for
checkup.
Yes. You need to check your mind and your temperature. Maybe you have fever.
Hey.
Hey. I want you to know Jesus. I don't want you to be religious. I want you to be born again. God is real.
Yes, sir.
God is real. Jesus is real.
Yes, sir.
You must believe in Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes,
it's not just religion. You do this, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus is alive.
Yes,
he can change your life.
Yeah,
he changed my life.
Yeah,
completely.
Completely.
That's why I came. Because Jesus is the answer. You know, if I thought politics was a better way, I would do politics. Yes. If I thought
business
was a better way,
I would
do business. But I believe that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. is the life. Jesus is the answer for the whole world. Jesus is the savior of the world.
Hallelujah!
I want to tell you something in Rwanda. You have been through difficulty. But I promise you, Jesus is the healer of Rwanda. Jesus is the answer for the whole nation. Jesus is the answer for the whole world. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God sent his only son out of his love for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus.
Yes.
Today, if you believe in Jesus and you receive Jesus, you will be saved. And your life will change. Now you see, a lot of Christians, the people say they are Christian, but they don't change. When you see a tree that is dead, you don't have to speak to the leaves. They themselves will fall down. If there is a change in you, if you are changed, nobody has to tell you to change. Everybody can see you are changed. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits.
Yes.
You can't call yourself a Christian and behave like the devil. Lot of people call themselves believers, but they behave like Satan. Tonight, don't forget, religion cannot save you. Jesus,
yes,
he came to meet the most religious people. Yes. Religious people can be the most dangerous people. They did not commit homicide or suicide. They committed deicide. The killing of God. And the killing of the Son of God. Tonight, look at my hand. Do you see my hand? Do you know why we came? We came to call you to the cross, to bow your knee to Jesus, to humble yourself. Don't trust in your religion. Trust in Jesus. Turn around from your sins. Repent. You cannot do whatever you used to do before you were a Christian. Yes. You cannot. Christians don't do everything. When you are born again, we will see the change. The Bible says, when a man is in Christ, he is a new creature.
He
is a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. You cannot continue to do all the old things and claim that you are a Christian. When a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? We will see it by your life. We will see it by your fruits. Yes. Today God is calling you to repent us. Come to Jesus. In Ghana, we have some universities. We are big ones. There are two of them. I like preaching in one of them more than preaching in the other. Do you know why? One of them, they are more religious. They behave like saints. Perfect. Looking good. But more difficult to be saved. The other ones, they know they are bad. They know they are bad. They know already that they are sinners. They change easily. Tonight, look at my hand. Do you remember in the Bible, Jesus came to the church knocking. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. He was not standing at the door of hell. He was not standing at the door of a nightclub. He was standing at the door of the church. And he was saying, I want to come in. Tonight, Jesus is not standing in front of a nightclub. He's standing at the door of a religious person. And he said, look, open me. Open me. Put aside your traditions. Open the door. I want to come into your life and change you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are going to open the door of your heart? Will you open the door of your heart?
Yes.
You must open your heart.
You must
soften your heart. And receive Jesus. It's no more games. Religious games. Open your heart. And accept Jesus as your Savior. And be born again. And your name will be written. Your name will be written in the book of life. Nobody can do it for you. Yes. When my children were small, I told them, when you grow up, you can choose what you want. Because when you grow, you have to choose. When you are small, I will take you to church every day. But when you grow up, you have to choose. You have to decide. By faith, it's not transferable
to my child.
Your father's beliefs is not transferable to you. You must open your heart and receive Jesus. How many are ready to open your heart and receive Jesus? Yeah, Jesus is knocking at your religious heart.
Yes, I'm going
to. And he's saying, I want to come in. Amen.
Amen.
Will you open your heart? Will you receive Jesus? Yes. He will change your life. Amen.
Amen.
How many want Jesus tonight? How many want to be saved tonight? Raise your hand and wave it like this. Jesus is saving your life.
Yes, I am Jesus.
And Jesus is changing your life.
Yes, I am Jesus.
He's knocking. He's knocking. Yield yourself. And he will change you. Everybody stand up.
Hallelujah.
Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. Tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here tonight, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you want to accept Jesus,
to
know Jesus as your Savior, you want to say evangelist. Tonight, I want to know Jesus for myself. And I want Jesus to wash my sins away. If you are here like that, and you want to receive Jesus, you want your sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus, and you want to know Jesus for yourself, then just lift up your hand like this. Lift your hands up high. Lift it high. And come to me in the front here. All who have lifted your hand,
come.
Come and stand here with your hands up. Jesus is knocking.
Come.
Don't be too big. Don't be too proud.
Come.
Jesus,
yes,
is knocking
at
the door of your heart. I want Jesus. Come on, my friend. Come to the front. I'm
going
to pray with you. Your life is changing. From tonight. Keep coming. I want Jesus. I want to know God. I'm tired of being religious. I want Jesus. I want to know Him. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus to change me and to save me. Those of you sitting by the wall, if you want Jesus, come now. Far away. Come on, let the people come. Let them come. Everybody, there is more space. Come. Far away. I want Jesus. Let the people come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Many are coming to Jesus. This is the best thing for Rwanda. Confession. Salvation. Pure salvation. Pure salvation. Real salvation. Turn towards God. Turn to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please keep coming. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. I want to know God. Then come. Don't let anybody keep you back. Do you know why I called you to come? Because Jesus always called people publicly. Always.
In public.
He said, if you are ashamed of me, and ashamed of my words, I will also be ashamed of you. If you are not ashamed of Jesus, come now. Clap for them. Keep coming. Come to the front. Come to God. Forget about your religion. It's time to know God yourself. It's time to know God for yourself. The blood of Jesus will wash you. Clap for them. They are still coming. Come from the back. Come, my friend. Young lady, keep coming. Beautiful. Oh, clap for them. They are still coming. I'm waiting.
Hallelujah.
Now, everybody lift your hands like this. Those who are in front and everybody. Those of you sitting by the wall. Everywhere, lift your hands like this. I'm praying with everybody now. Say with me. Lord Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Tonight is my night. I open my heart to receive Jesus. I open my heart for Jesus. Oh God,
oh man,
please forgive me for my sins. I have done many bad things. I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I confess my sin. I am a liar. I am a thief. I am jealous. I am a fornicator. I am a liar. Have mercy on me. Say, have mercy on me, Jesus. Come into my heart and change me. Change me.
Hindura.
Take away the bad spirit. Make me a new person. From tonight.
Where you mukoroba?
Say from tonight. I give my heart to Jesus. And I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus.
Yes, Mami.
Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you.
Urakoze.
My name is.
Is it? Uvuga izina jawe. Vuango. Jawe runaka. Izina jawe.
My name is John.
Vuga jazina jawe. Jawe runaka. Vuga izina jawe.
Please write this name in the book of life now.
Adi kizina jani mitawa chujingo.
Right now.
Uyumanya tutivuga.
Please write this name in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
For saving me tonight. Lift your two hands. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now lift up one finger like this. We are going to speak to the devil. Say after me, Satan.
Uvamo Satani.
Satan.
Uvamo Satani.
Listen very carefully.
Nyumvaneza.
In the name of Jesus.
Nisi na Yesu.
I will not follow you again. Satan.
Satani.
I will not obey you again. Say it again. I will not obey you again. Satan.
Satani.
From tonight.
It is your own.
Me and you is finished. Say it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands like this. Everybody say, I am born again. I am born again. I am a new creature. I'm a new creature. I am a new person. From today, I know God. I know Jesus. Say, I know Jesus. Jesus is my personal savior.
Yes, I am Jesus.
And I am following Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Now lift your book up like this. If you have a book, I want to see everybody who has one of my books. Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands like this.
No,
hallelujah, wave your two hands. Yeah, beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Say Jesus. Say Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I follow you, Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
How many believe you are a new person? How many believe that you are a new person? Yes. Not just religious. But you are new. A new creation. From tonight. Lift your hand and say, I am born again. I am a new creation. I am a child of God. I am a follower of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing tonight. What a blessing tonight. Now, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray for the city of Musanze. And for the whole of Rwanda. A change is coming in your nation. Because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you are standing, put your hand wherever your problem is. If you are not well, it doesn't matter. Tonight is the last night. And I'm praying for everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said I'm praying for everybody tonight. How many want me to pray for you?
Yes.
I'm going to pray for everybody. Whatever problem you have, put your hand. If it is your stomach, put your hand. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If you cannot hear, put your hand on your ear. Whatever problem, even if you cannot put your hand at the where the problem, just put your hand on your hand. Jesus is here.
Yes, sir. Hand.
One day I was at a crusade. Somebody's eyes opened. And he saw Jesus walking on the top of the people like that. Jesus is here.
Yes, sir. Hand.
Yes. And
yes.
He's going to touch you tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father,
Data.
Thank you for your power. For all these wonderful people. Thank you that you are a healing Jesus. Thank you for your great love for the people of Rwanda. Thank you for great salvation. Great healing for your people. Right now,
no, no, how.
I pray for everyone here for healing of every life from the inside to the outside. Heal our souls. Heal our pain. Heal our heads. In Jesus' name. Let the curse be broken. Let the curse be broken. And let the life of God enter. Receive your healing now. Receive it. Eyes are being healed. Somebody's eyes. Jesus is touching. Ears are being healed. Your neck. God is healing your neck. Pain.
Pain.
A lot of pain is being healed. Receive it. Receive it in your legs. In your bones. In your stomach. Every cancer is healed tonight. In Jesus' name. Somebody here. You were supposed to have an operation. Jesus is healing you. Receive the power of God by the anointing. By the anointing. The yoke is broken right now. Receive healing for your child. God is touching your child. God is touching your child. God is touching your mother. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you that you are a healing Jesus. You are the same yesterday, the same today, same forever. Thank you for your power, your touch, your mighty power. Receive your healing right now. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Lift your hand now and thank God. The curse is broken. Jesus,
yes,
has touched you practically. It's happening everywhere. Miracles are taking place. There is an outbreak of miracles. An outbreak of miracles. Thank God right now. He's the Lord that healed us tonight. His power is here.
I am the Lord.
You are the Lord. Oh yes. You sent your word.
You sent your word. And you heal my disease. You are the Lord.
He's the Lord that heals you. His power is here. He's the Lord that heals you. Jehovah Rophe. His power is moving in this place.
You sent your word
and you heal my disease. Lift your hands, everybody. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his angels. Thank God for his mercy. He's the Lord that healed you. Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You
sent your word.
What are the
you sent your word. And you heal my disease. Right now.
No, no, Harero.
Begin to check yourself. isuzumurebe aho wabaraga kuwakize. Whatever you couldn't do before, start to do it.
Icyo utakoraga tangira ugikore none yo nagishoboka.
You couldn't see,
niba utarebaga,
open your eyes.
Fungura amaso mu kwizera.
That's it. Jesus has opened your eyes.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't hear. Check it. Suddenly, somebody with a lump in the breast. Your breast is being healed right now. Check it right now. Miracles are taking place. The pain is gone. Check yourself. Whatever your problem was, something wonderful is happening right now. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Now, how many of you have been touched by God tonight? How many can feel that God has touched you? Beautiful. Father, I thank you for so many people that have been touched by your power. Right now, if God has touched you, you had a problem, but you can see that God has done something. Not that you are believing it will happen in the future, but right now you can see that God has done something for you. If God has touched you tonight, I want you to come to the front. Just come to this side. Yeah, quickly. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. And I want to take your testimony. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, come to the side here. Quickly. Quickly. It's very important. Please allow the people to come. You couldn't see. You had a pain. You had a problem. But now you can see God has done something for you. Come quickly. I'm going to pray for you again. God's power is working. God's power is working right now. Right now. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. If God has done something for you, nobody should leave. No. Nobody, we are closing in 10 minutes. No, leave. I'm going to give you the final blessing before you leave. The final blessing. Don't leave at all. Something wonderful is happening. Jesus is healing people. Wherever you are, if God has done anything for you, anything for you, come. I'm going to take your testimony. Jesus,
yes,
it's real.
Yes,
oh, Turagushima. Oh, da da da. Turagushima. Turakurata. Nami wa mahoro.
Come on. Nobody should leave. We have not yet closed. Don't follow anybody who is going. It's not a blessing. I'm going to give you the real blessing.
Turagushi muhagaruke. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Turagushima.
If you were healed in the morning, also come to the front.
Oh, come
on, Turagushima. Ninde usana wewe.
I want to bind the devil in your life right now. Satan,
Satani,
tonight is your final night in the lives of these people. I rebuke you. I cast you out. Come out.
Soka.
Come out.
Soka.
Come out.
Soka.
In the name of Jesus. Be delivered. You are free. Lift your hands and thank God. Thank God. Thank God for His power. Here.
Evangelists, the power of God is touching many people.
Wow.
The deaf are hearing tonight. The what? Deaf. Not deaf. Able to hear in one ear. Tonight,
wow.
The power of God touched this man when he prayed. And he said his ear popped open. And now he can hear in both ears. Why are you happy? It is because of the miracle the Lord has done for me. My left ear was deaf. But as they were praying for the sick, immediately it popped open. And I tested myself. I closed the ear that was right.
Wow.
And immediately I had the deaf ear before. Now he has very well. I give praise to the Lord, for he has healed me.
Hallelujah. Doctor, do deaf ears just open by themselves?
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah is. Oh yeah is.
No.
No. No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow. Are you excited today?
I
am
extremely very happy. For the Lord has healed me.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So beautiful. Miracles.
Yes, ni wangu wa usma wa milele.
Yes, ni wangu wa usma wa milele.
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 Wa milele.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yes. Yesu ni Yesu uchiza.
I promise you, Jesus is healing Rwanda. Hallelujah. Olivia, what is happening with this
Abaichi
evangelist? Another deaf ear is open. This little girl had discharges coming from the ear. And she said she could not hear from that ear. After the prayer, suddenly
akokanya,
the ear popped open and she can now hear.
No,
amen. Tell us what happened.
There was pus coming out of my ear and I couldn't hear very well.
And what happened?
I began to feel my ear was opening.
Wow. So has it changed?
Yes. It is yes.
Wow. So beautiful. Do you believe in Jesus?
Is there a Yesu?
Yes.
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 Has Jesus healed you?
Esa Yesu ya which is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Lue, lue, lue.
Lue,
lue, lue.
Lue, lue,
lue.
Sibuka, 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 sibuka.
We are in, where are we?
Musanze.
Musanze. What is your name, my dear?
We twandem kobga.
Nitwa Ai.
Aria. Alia. Alia.
Alia. This is Alia.
Imana itwa Alia.
She's from Musanze.
Akomokani Musanze.
And Jesus has just healed her ears.
Yesu akoze kumatwiye arayakiza.
She had
pus.
Water and pus coming out of the ears.
Yarafite amazi ndetse namashira turuka mu gutwi kwe.
Would you like to have some water coming out of your ears?
No. Yesu wabyifuza kwa amazi ya numwanda waturuka mu gutwi kwawe mbendwe buryo.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And Jesus has healed her.
Yesu,
are you happy? Are you
uranezerewe mwa?
Yes.
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 Fuga
yes.
Fuga yes. Yes. Fuga
yes. Yes.
Fuga yes.
Yes.
Lue, 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 lue.
Many miracles, evangelists.
Ibitangaza bikomeye muvuga butumwa.
This woman had a stiff thumb.
Uyu mugore igikumwe cye cyari cyaragagaye.
She could not move the thumb.
Ntiyashoboraga kugihina. Kiriya buryo. Naho tubwire madam.
Nari nyigwaye umwaka n'amezi naravuje byaranze.
For over a year I went to the hospital.
Nari nagabikanga kubandi gukora hano byanejeje ntago nari kurugira
gusa. I couldn't bend my thumb touching the other fingers. And part of my ankle
and
my leg has just got healed now.
Wow.
Imani shimwa gichiwa gose umva nanitse kongiye kumugara narifuje no munyarwanda se chakaka kumuko kari kari yangiye.
I always thought I was going to end up becoming handicapped because my hand was stiff, my thumb was stiff.
Wow. No, move it, let's see. Lift it up like that. Move it.
Zamuri chiganza chawe turebe none ugerageze.
Do it. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Samira Jehovah. Samira Jehovah. Samira Jehovah. Samira Jehovah. Yelele yelele. Yelele yelele.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, a year ago, this boy went to play football.
Uyu mwana yagiye gukina umupira
and hurt his leg.
Yikomeretse ikirenge.
For a year, he has not been able to move these toes. He can't move them.
Umwaka urashize amano ye
for 1 year.
Umara umwaka amano ye afite ikibazo.
Somebody with a snake bite.
Ari umuntu wari we n'inzoka.
Healed.
Wakire gukira kwawe.
Where is the person?
Uri hehe?
Snake bites.
Wari we n'inzoka.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist now he is moving his toes.
Amanoye arabasha kuyakoresha nona.
Move it. He couldn't do that. Kunyeganyeza
turebe.
One year could not for 1 year.
Niyabashaga kunyeganyeza amanoye kumara umwaka wose.
Has God done something for you?
Ari kimana gukoreye?
Yatinkore.
He has done something.
What has he done for you?
Mane gukore iki?
Yanyujira kaguru.
He's healed my leg.
What was wrong with your leg?
Amano yawe yari arabaye iki kuguru kwawe? I got injured while playing soccer.
Wow. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering.
Jesus.
Evangelist, this lady had pain and stiffness of both knees. She could not easily bend the knee. For 4 years.
For the 5 years, I would walk and I was unable to walk.
Going
to the hospital every now and then, taking medication, and nothing was changing. Last night
I was
told that there were people praying for other people in this place, and I took a journey, came in this place, so that now I will receive my healing. Because I've had a prayer request that God would heal my legs, so I'm able to go and kneel on the mat and keep making prayers. For the whole night, I've been in too much pain.
Tonight,
my
knees began to shake. After some time, I felt fire coming in my... After a little while, some breeze, a little breeze was passing through my knees. Now my feet and my legs are able to walk.
Tell her to walk.
Glory to God.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Mama. Yahweh, Yahweh, Mama. Yahweh, Yahweh.
Jesus is healing knees.
Yeshu arimara chiza mavi abantu.
Now listen.
Umva.
Give me an offering basket.
Munzanire ya chiria chivo iri ando.
How many want me to pray for your finances as well?
Hari umuntu wabukeneye konsengera ibijyanye n'umutungo we, iby'umutungo.
I'm going to do that.
Mukanya ngiye kubikora.
Do you know how I'm going to do it?
Musu buryo ngiye kubikora.
Everybody here.
Buri wese hano.
Healing Jesus campaign.
Kigiterane cya Yesu ukiza.
Is going to Uganda, I think.
Turava hano tujya I Bugande.
So I want you to pay by fuel to drive to Uganda.
Ndagira ngo witange utufashe kubona essence yo kujya modoka yacu tujya I Bugande.
And I'm going to pray over your seed.
Ndi busengera imbuto yawe.
And I believe God is going to bless you.
Ndizera ku Imana iri buguha umugisha.
If you believe it.
Niba ubyizera
gusa. I'm going to put a bucket in front here.
Ngiye gushira yiseke ahangaha.
And you can come and put your offering.
Uribu uzane yo mbuto yawe.
If you don't believe, don't give any money.
Niba utizera ntugire ifaranga nari murekura utanga.
But if you believe it,
ariko niba ubyizera,
it's a blessing for you.
Numugisha kuri wowe.
So this bucket is going to be for the wonderful pastors and big people on stage.
Indobo iraza guhabwa aba bakozi b'Imana n'abandi bantu bakomeye hano.
Take your offering, I'm going to pray for you.
Ndagira ngo ufate ituro ryawe ngusengere.
God is going to give you new jobs.
Imana igiye kuguha akazi gashya.
Apart from gorillas, you will have other jobs.
Usibye akazi ko mu ngagi ariko uzabona nakandi kazi keza.
Yes.
Nibyo.
Gorillas will be part one, but God is bringing something else.
Ibijyanye n'ingagi n'akazi kari hamwe nabyo nibyiza ariko Imana izazana ibindi.
Do you believe it?
Urabyizera?
Do you believe it?
Urabyizera?
Oh, I can't hear you.
Abo ndimo ndabumva. Murizera?
Take something. Maybe you are here, you want to buy 1 gallon.
Hari wavuga utigere ndagura litiro imwe.
1 gallon of petrol.
Ya essence.
Or 2 gallons.
Cyangwa se byiri.
We like it.
Wabutugire neza.
Or 5 gallons.
Cyangwa se litiro eshanu.
Fuel.
Essence.
It's a blessing.
N'umugisha.
Or maybe you want to fill the tank.
Cyangwa ushaka kuzuza karibira yose.
It's a blessing.
Modoka yose n'umugisha.
Lift up your offering.
Zamuri turo ryawe niba urifite.
Father, thank you for blessing the people of Musanze.
Ndagushima data gw'umugisha abantu b'Musanze.
With new jobs.
Ubahaye akazi gashya.
New finances.
Ubahaye amafaranga mashya mu izina rya Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
I put the bucket here, 1, 2 over there. If you want to give now, come whilst we are taking the miracle.
Indobo imbere yanyu imwe hano n'iyindi harya n'iyindi hakuno.
Come right now. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, eye trouble healed.
Eyes.
Watery eye, blurred vision, pain in the eye. Tonight, all three healed.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
5 years he suffered it.
Are you happy tonight?
I am happy.
Why?
My eyes.
Amaso gazagamo amarira none amarira yarekeyeho kuza.
My eyes were watery, but now it is gone.
It is gone. Give Jesus a mighty cup of
happy because of Jesus.
Are you happy?
Uranezerewe.
Danezerewe
cyane. I am very happy.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Wahambanati. Oh, wahambanati. Oh, wahambanati. Wahambanati, oh wahambanati, oh wahambanati, siyabonga.
Nobody should leave. I'm going to pray for everybody the last prayer in 5 minutes. Healing of the eyes. This young man could not read without this. But the power of God touched him.
Can
he can now read.
Arasha gusoma.
Si vous êtes trompé, occupé pour prière, alors vous êtes trompé, occupé.
Wow.
He's reading French.
Arimara
somme di Francia.
God has touched his eyes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, pain in the knee for 6 months. Wow. After it's gone.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Mama.
Doctor, chest pain healed tonight.
The
left side of the chest wall. Severe pain. Nukuri.
Even my head was sick. My head was had terrible headache.
Wow.
But I feel healed.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
Evangelist, her nose, his nose was blocked, pain in the nose, and also difficulty in breathing. Tonight,
similar healing, asthmatic. She was wheezing this evening with back pain. All gone tonight.
Wow.
Are you happy tonight?
For 3 years, I had backache. I couldn't even stand for 2 minutes. But I've been standing since you started to preach.
And
I also was born with asthma, but now I can breathe very well and I feel my pain.
Hallelujah.
And in his eyes they glimpsed that
Evangelist, this boy could not look at the light. Looks at it directly.
Let him tell us.
How to begin.
Each
time I looked at the book, I would get blind. I couldn't see.
And tonight, I
can see very well.
Wow. Are you surprised?
Very much indeed.
Chane pos.
Rgose. Rgose.
Chane gose.
Yes.
Ngose.
Ngose
is what?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes.
Surprised.
Yes.
Chane kose.
Chane rgose.
Chane kose?
Datanga chane rgose.
Chane rgose.
Very much indeed.
Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Severe abdominal pain. Where was the pain?
What of the chivazo? In my I had ulcer problems. In my stomach. Because of that problem, I was unable to come even last night. But I praise God, now I feel healed.
Give the Lord a mighty praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist is experiencing stomach pain because of that. He could not bend.
After the prayer, he's bending.
This man from Galilee, just a carpenter's son.
So many miracles.
Leading food astray. Yet many need
receive your healing.
To give praise.
Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
That power.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
The heart
receive your healing. Receive your touch.
For
receive your
he
healing.
Knows his father's mind.
Receive your
yes.
healing.
Be healed. His father's word.
Be everybody healed. Lift your hands.
Everybody
lift your hands. Father, I pray for Rwanda. Thank you. For healing. And for great mercy.
Nimbabazi zikome.
I ask for mercy.
Ndakusaba imbabazi.
And grace.
Nubuntu.
From God.
for this nation. Bless all the children of Rwanda. Turn around every situation. Grant restoration. Mercy. And peace. Prosper the nation. Let the enemies not succeed. Those that are full of hatred, remove them. Bring in peace and love.
Urukundo.
Let Jesus
Beka Yesu
be Lord
Abu Mgami
over this nation.
Kuri chijihugu.
I pray for it, Lord.
Ndabo sengera.
And I ask you for your mercy
Ndasambabazi zao
for this nation.
Ubi chijihugu.
For all the people of the land.
Abantu bose b'ikijihugu.
Thank you for grace.
Urakoze kubuntu
and your help.
Ndikufa butabazi bwao.
Touch every life here.
Kora kuri muntu wese.
When we go back home.
Nidutahe mu rugo.
Whatever is tormenting us, it will bow in Jesus' name. All tormenting powers are broken. Healing has come. Light has come. We superimpose the blessing of God over the curse. Receive the blessing. Receive light instead of darkness. Receive blessing instead of a curse. Go home and enjoy many victories. Go home and enjoy many blessings. Go home and see and experience the goodness of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lift your hand and say thank you to Jesus
for
His great blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Thanks, Jesus, for your mercy. Thanks for your mercy, Lord. There's power, strength. There's hope in the name of the Lord. There's mercy in the name of the Lord. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Jesus, thanks for your blessing. Yes. Yes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power.